You're listening to SBS News.
It's a pleasure to announce that the European Parliament recognizes Mr. Guaido as the legitimate interim president of Venezuela.
That's the president of the European Parliament, Antonio Tajani, confirming the results in which an overwhelming majority of MEPs express support for Juan Guaido, Venezuela's self-declared acting president. The 35-year-old made the announcement last week in a bold move that has badly shaken President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power. The international response has been divided, with Cuba, Bolivia, Mexico, Russia, Turkey and China maintaining support for President Maduro. But more than 20 nations, including Australia, the United States, Brazil and Argentina, have moved to recognise Mr. Guaido as leader. European nations had been reluctant to follow, but in response to the vote, European Parliament President Tajani has called on member states to back Juan Guaido.
The European Parliament is the first European institution to do this, and we will ask member states and High Representative to do the same as quickly as possible in order to ensure that we have a strong, unique European position.
Four major European powers, Britain, France, Germany and Spain, had previously set a deadline of this weekend for President Maduro to call new elections, saying if he doesn't, they too will formally recognise Mr. Guaido. While the EU as a whole has echoed those calls, it has not set a deadline for a new presidential vote. But the Commissioner of Humanitarian Aid and Crisis Management, Christos Stylianides, says fresh elections are the only way forward.
Millions of people have already left the country and many more are fleeing in these very hours. It is urgent to find a peaceful and democratic way out of the crisis, a solution where the people of Venezuela have the chance to determine their own future. Free and fair elections are the only way out of this crisis.
Venezuela is suffering an economic meltdown, which has been marked by hyperinflation and shortages of basic necessities. It's left millions in poverty and led to a mass exodus of people. Some 2.3 million have fled to South America. Critics blame the Maduro government, and in the past week, thousands have taken to the streets demanding the president step down. But Mr. Maduro accuses the opposition of attempting a US-backed coup and is vowing to stay in power for a second 6-year term. Mr. Guaido says there's increasing pressure on him to back down, and he's accused security forces of threatening his wife and family.
Members of the security forces approached, and later two motorcycles and one white nondescript truck arrived. They approached the security booth and asked for Fabiana, for our family. They were members of the security seeking out information regarding her whereabouts, seeking information. The objective is evident. The objective is very evident. And they did not obtain their objective. And they will never achieve breaking the Venezuelan family.
The EU is hoping to end the turmoil with the creation of an international contact group that EU diplomatic chief Federica Mogherini says will enable the holding of new elections under democratic conditions.
Free, democratic presidential elections with international guarantees. And to have a peaceful and democratic outcome of this crisis. I underline peaceful because we know that the history of the country, of the region, of the continent might raise some question marks, some doubts, some risks of the use of force.
The contact group, which will involve both EU and Latin American countries, aims to bring the crisis to an end within 90 days. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.